She? He? Yes.
I'll hold on the line until I hear hello.
Hello.
Hello, this is Anthem Blue Cross. This call may be recorded for quality assurance. We're calling for Andrew, yes or no? Is this she?
Yes.
Great. Since we want to make sure we're speaking with the right person, we need to confirm the year you were born. For example, if you were born in 1950, you could say 1950, or you could say 1950. Please tell me the year you were born now.
1960.
I apologize. I didn't hear you well. So let's try again. At the tone, please tell me the year you were born. For example, if you were born in 1950, you could say 1950, or you could say 1950.
1960.
I'm sorry, I'm having trouble understanding you. Please know that we're only asking this to make sure we're best protecting your privacy. So let's try one more time, using the keypad on your telephone.
Good.
For example, if you were born in 1950... Thank you. It looks like we haven't received your April monthly payment. If we don't receive your payment by April 30th, 2017, you will no longer be covered. I've already sent in your payment. Please disregard this message. But if you haven't sent your payment yet, you must act quickly to avoid losing your benefits. Just to be sure, please tell me, have you made your monthly payment for your plan?
Of course I fucking did.
Great. Then we'll go ahead and apply that to your account as soon as we receive that payment. We appreciate your continued membership. Do you have any questions about your payment?
Yes.
Okay. We have customer service representatives available who can answer any questions about your benefits and help you with your payments. It's outside of our normal business hours right now, so please give us a call Monday through Friday.
Oh, no, fuck, I ain't calling you.
4:45 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Toll free at 1-844-594-8083. Remember, we need to receive your payments before April 30th, 2017, so your health insurance isn't canceled. Would you like me to repeat that?
No.
Pardon me, please say yes or no. Would you like me to repeat that?
Yes or no.
Again, we need to receive your payments before April 30th, 2017.
My payment was completed.
It is canceled.
Excuse me, my payment...
So give us a call Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4:45 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
My payment was completed on the 27th, which was...
5-9-4.
Sent on a delivery on the 29th. You'll get on the fucking 29th, you idiot.
When you need them is important, and we're here to help you if you have questions. We're glad to have you as a member, and we look forward to continuing to provide your health insurance in the future. Also, if you prefer not to receive automated calls like this, please give us a call toll free at 1-877-218-75. Thank you for your time and have a good day. Goodbye.
Okay, so, as you people might know about my plight with this fucked up company called Anthem, I move a lot and they had the wrong address. Apparently, I can't change my address with Anthem. I have to change it with Cover California. Why I would think to go to Cover California to change my address with a business that I'm sending checks to named Anthem is beyond me. There is no reason why I would think to do that. I got nothing from them because they were sending it to my address of 2 moves ago. And in the beginning of the year, January, they had upped my premium. Of course, I didn't know that because they sent a letter and the letter was never received because I didn't live there. After a month, they give you a whole month, wow, they canceled my insurance. I called them up later on to try to change my address. I can't change my address with Anthem. Had to change it with Cover California. Changed it with Cover California. Started receiving letters from Anthem about, it's like they were replaying the letters they were sending in January saying that my premium went up and that I'm going to be canceled and all that kind of stuff like that. I called them up, got them to change it and reinstate me. They said I was reinstated. Went to the doctors, got some blood work done at Quest, $1,000 worth of work. It's got a mail for some more. And that was denied by being not covered. Wow, really? You told me I was covered, and you were sending me mail to my corrected address. Called back up, found out that they still didn't have the correct address. Now, as you can see right now, from what I recorded, they called me up here to tell me that my payment was not received yet, which they should get on Saturday, 2 days from now. And if I don't do it by the end of next month, that I'll be canceled. My question at this point is, why the fuck didn't they do that last time? Right? Is this a new policy and stuff like that? Is this a new procedure? Maybe, but they didn't do it last time. In any event, I was not notified properly, and now I stand to lose thousands of dollars. This is bullshit.